This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com. This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
A Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate Production.
Hi guys, I'm so excited to have all of you join me today. Today's episode is all about turning pain into beautiful purpose. My guest for today is Jeff Wickersham, a Tony Robbins awardee, best-selling author, podcast host, and the founder of Morning Fire Coaching. He shares with us his personal journey from the pain of losing his mother 7 years ago to letting that experience ignite something beautiful from within, his own morning fire. Today, he continues to inspire people to ignite their own fire within as they become the best versions of themselves, holistically despite their pains. Before I begin, I would like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Jamie, for this wonderful opportunity to share this inspiring conversation to the rest of the world. Are you ready? Let's start the show.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Sellis.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to have you on board today.
I'm grateful to be here and excited to get into the conversation.
Uh-huh. But before that, what has been keeping you busy the past few days?
I mean, I love filling my days with just activities and energy and excitement. So getting up bright and early, hitting it from a business perspective. I'm coaching my youngest son's football team at night. Mm-hmm. So my days are packed full with a lot of great activities.
You seem to have it all figured out.
I come from the mindset I will never, ever have it all figured out, but I'm always on that journey. Getting one step closer to there. I always feel like the goal is going to always move, but I'm constantly growing. And that's kind of the mentality I adopt.
I love what you just said. And let's talk about that journey that you've had. For our listeners, most of the time, people change whenever they encounter a turning point in their lives, most especially if it's brought about from pain. Can you share with us your story today, Jeff?
Yeah, so my story really starts almost 7 years ago. It'll be 7 years in December of this year when unfortunately, I got that gut punch. I got cut at the knees. I question everything where I lost my mom to breast cancer. And she battled on and off for 17 years. It came back 3 times. And when you lose the woman that brought you into this world, you watch her take her last breath. It fundamentally changes you at the core, and you question everything, right? What's my purpose? Is corporate America having me bound out of bed on fire in the morning? Am I doing something that I'm passionate about? And you have a choice when those type of things happen in your life, quite honestly, right? You can choose to go crawl in a hole and wallow in self-misery, or you can choose to let it inspire you, choose to have it be that spark to light the fire inside. And fortunately, through soul searching and going through the mourning process, and the last deep discussion I had with my late mother was about legacy, and she has 7 grandchildren. She wanted them to remember her, and she was always worried about it. And that I still remember the car ride with her saying, your legacy is going to live through me and through my 2 sons, and it's going to continue to live on. And I feel as if I'm fulfilling that promise I made to her that day, not knowing how it would lead me, but trusting and believing in myself that I've got a journey ahead. So I quickly left corporate America, started my entrepreneurial journey, opened a gym because I was always into fitness. My late mother was always into fitness. And then what organically grew out of that was high performance coaching. So many people would put in an application to come see me at the gym, fill out 10 questions on a Facebook application. 15, maybe 20% would actually answer a phone call, respond to an email or a text. And I got to thinking, why is that? Well, so many of us let those negative thoughts that play in our minds over and over again stop us from actually taking action. As well as I needed to up-level my skills. I knew as a business owner, my business was going to be capped by my personal development. So I went down that personal development rabbit hole and coaches, courses, podcasts, books, mentors, you name it. And that's where I came up with bookending your days. What does that last 30 minutes of your day look like? How do you prepare for success in the morning? And then what's that first 30 minutes look like? And how do you stack all these wins so you have jet fuel in your veins? And that's where I came up with the 4-step morning fire methodology, the rise, fight, love, repeat. And it's been an amazing ride.
Wow. You've done a lot then. I'd like to ask you right now, Jeff, such kind of pain, you know, losing someone that is close to you is difficult to handle, so to speak. How did you take the news during the first time that you heard that your mother was no longer there?
So I was there. I actually watched her take her last breath. So I saw it firsthand, and I'm the oldest of three, the oldest brother of three. I got a younger brother, 3 years younger, younger sister, 6 years younger. So I've always been the kind of de facto leader of the children in the family. And I stepped into action right after that of leading and calling people, letting them know what happened. And I don't share it quite often, but it was a Sunday when it happened. And by the time the funeral company had a couple of gentlemen come out to the house, it was late Sunday night. And unfortunately, we got second unit. So it was 2 gentlemen in their 70s. And I remember they were preparing my mom to leave. And I remember seeing concern in their eyes. And for some reason, I asked them, hey, what's wrong? And they told me, we don't know if we're going to be able to carry her down the steps. And as they prepared her and put her in that dreaded black bag, I said, I got it. I said, let me ask my brother. So, you know, a couple hours after my mom passing, my brother and I carried her down the steps and put her on the gurney and let her off. And it's, it fundamentally changes you. And every day you get an opportunity to be grateful. And everybody always asks, how are you smiling every single day? And I said, because I'm upright, I get another opportunity to have a discussion, you and I, to touch other people and to live my best life. And so many people give up that choice. And it's such a critical choice that we can make first thing in the morning.
I definitely see that painful experience ignited something in you. In your own way, when you mentioned that you actually, you know, started a gym and then you did all these things, how did all those make coping easier? Because again, at the end of the day, for the sake of our listeners right now, we need to give ourselves time and space to actually cope with such pain so that it can flourish into something even more beautiful how did it help you?
So it lit a fire in me that every day was a gift. And I knew from seeing in society and having conversations with other people that a majority of the folks and human beings in the world struggle. They struggle with that battle in their minds. They struggle with being on that never-ending treadmill, that rat race that they're in. You know, days just become weeks, become months, and next thing you know, they're 5 years down the road and they're in the same spot. So I knew I wanted to help people, right? Because when my mom was sick, I always helped her. And that's just core to who I am. And then two, knowing at the end of the day, if I fail, if I go bankrupt in a business, which I almost did in my gym business, that was a pretty big failure. It still doesn't change the fact that I'm here living and alive and I can pick myself up off the ground. So It gave me that sense of, hey, no matter what, I'm gonna be okay. And I can figure it out. And failure is more a lesson to really cherish and learn from and continue to push forward.
I can imagine how difficult it is for people to actually wake up the next day in the morning when you lose someone that you love, because I lost my own brother and father as well way back then. And waking up, I needed that fire. I wish I met you then so that I would have that morning fire that you're talking about. Tell us more about what exactly is that morning fire routine that you've established? Because I believe that it can help our listeners right now as they cope with whatever pain they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. And great question. And sorry to hear about your brother and father. So it's bookending your days. And I always like to say, it's the last 30 minutes. How do you prepare for success? And that's kind of the piece that most people miss. Right? They don't think the night before, hey, how am I going to prepare for a great night's sleep? How am I going to prepare for success the next day? How do I celebrate my wins? We're so often quick to judge ourselves and beat ourselves up for what we didn't do today. How about you celebrate your wins at the end of the day so you have that great sense when you go to sleep? And then in the morning, what do you do right when you wake up? And my mantra is rise, fight, love, repeat. And I always like to relate it as a phoenix. The rise is a phoenix rising from the ashes, right? Each day you have new possibilities, new opportunities. You have a blank canvas that you can do whatever you want. The fight portion, you've got to fight for your physical fitness, your mental fitness, your spiritual fitness, your nutritional fitness. And we are basically, as we go through adolescence and teenage, we're bred out of that fight mentality, right? That dog mentality of truly going after, no matter what you want, right? I hear sometimes in preschools, the line, you get what you get and you don't get upset. And I feel like that's the worst thing we could tell kids, because then they're just going to be satisfied with whatever they want. No, if you want something, go fight for it. So that's the fight portion. The love portion is loving yourself, most importantly. And then you can love all those around you, right? And I always tell people, it's the most unselfish thing you can do is actually take time for yourself that first 30 minutes in the morning, because then you're going to show up better for everybody in your life. And then the repeat portion, that's the secret sauce, the repetition, right? We've all been told that habits take 21 days to form, right? I'm sure you've heard 21 days to create a habit. Yeah. It's actually not true. They can take anywhere from 21 to 67 days. Okay. So think about, that's why 85%, 90% of people fail on their New Year's resolutions, because they heard the bare minimum and they say, all right, I'm going to make it when I get to 21 days. Well, imagine if it's going to take you 67 days. It's three times that, more than three times that. No wonder why you fail in creating those habits. So that repetition, just doing things over and over again is so critical. So I love waking up, getting a full glass of water in the morning. Right? The longest stretch of the day we go without water, and we're made so much of water, is when we sleep. So getting a full glass of water in, rehydrating the body is a great wake up, moving the body, exercising a bit. It doesn't have to be an intense workout, but do something for 10 minutes, meditate to give you some peace and some calmness in your mind, which is so critical, especially with the stress that's going on in the world. And don't have any distractions when you wake up. Right? That means no checking text messages. Don't check social media. Don't check the news.
Guilty.
And it's like, listen, you're not, you are the norm, right? Because our phones are like, I always say it's the tractor beam from like the Death Star pulling you in. Like you see a message, you inherently want to say, ooh, who reached out to me? And I live by, and I coach my clients, and I run a mastermind, Kings of Sparta, for men. And it's no distractions when you wake up. This is your time to get so mentally and physically, spiritually strong that you don't want to start down that dark path, the path of negativity with social media, news, all those pieces, when you wake up. So you do that, it is like jet fuel to your veins.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Yeah, interesting habits. And I just can't help but laugh because I remember something that you shared to me before we went live today. Because guys, for the sake of our listeners, Jeff shared with me that he had taken cold showers, ice baths, for 994 straight days, meditated for 1,340 straight days, and on target to do 100,000 push-ups. I mean, guys, who does that? You were talking about habits. Are these part of the, you know, morning fire routine that you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. Meditation is a huge piece. Cold showers, ice baths are as well. Uh-huh. There's some tremendous physical benefits, but I love the mental benefits more than anything. Mm-hmm. Where I live in outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the northeast of the US. In the wintertime, it's very cold. And the water, when you turn on cold, is extremely cold. So imagine turning it just to cold and fighting through your mind saying, there's no way we're stepping into that cold. You win that mental battle. All of a sudden, you're actually dictating to the mind, this is what we're going to do, not the other way around. And so many people play in the reverse, where the mind gives you a thought, gives you an emotion, gives you a feeling, and you say, oh, that's the way I got to be. Actually, no, you don't. You can flip it and say, and there are many times where my mind's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? I said, I'm shutting you off. We're going in. You're following me, or you're just going to go by the wayside. So that's been pretty cool. And this year, 2021, I wanted to set out some big audacious goals. So the 100,000 push-ups was a great one. I chunk it up. I do 300 push-ups every day earlier than this year. Yep. Earlier this year, I actually did the, if you know David Goggins, I actually did the David Goggins run challenge. So I ran 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 straight hours. So I basically almost ran two marathons in about 2 days. And it was a huge challenge. I raised money for a charity, but it pushed my limit. And it showed me that anything's possible. When you put your mind to it, you prepare, you plan, and there's no going back. You can do anything in life.
I love the inspiring story that you shared right now. And it would be great to know also as well, how do your coaches actually take your program? Like, don't they freak out when they listen to you like, oh, I do 300 push-ups per day and I take cold showers every now and then? So are there any interesting stories that you would want to share about them?
It's amazing when you lead by example, how many people will follow. And it's not leading from, hey, I'm great because I'm doing this. I am just setting the bar higher to have people stretch themselves. And in the mastermind group I run, we actually did a push-up challenge a couple of weeks ago. And I said, all right, you guys know I'm doing 100,000 for the year. Let's do a certain amount overall as a group for the week. So tell me what you're going to do. And I said, all right, this week I'm doing 5,000. I had multiple guys do 5,000. Some do 2,500, where the most they've ever done in a week is 200. So they stretch themselves. And the craziest thing about it was one guy was struggling and he said, all right, I'm doing 5,000. I'm only getting 500 a day. Then I forget. I said, all right, tell me, I'll chip in. And then all of a sudden, all these other guys started saying, I'll chip in. I asked him the question, what's the issue? And he said, I just get lost in the shuffle throughout the day. And I said, all right, here's what you're going to do. You're going to set an alarm in your phone. I said, set an alarm in your phone. I said, and this is what you're going to title the alarm. I said, it's time to do fucking push-ups. And that day, instead of 500, he did 1,100 push-ups. So it's leading by example, and there is such power and leading by example, not teaching from a book. Listen, I am doing it with these guys and with my clients day in, day out. And that allows them to just stretch and really tremendously grow.
Stretching them causes them pain. And how do you think this pain allows them to deal with real life pains that they may encounter?
I love putting yourself through the physical pain of exercise, and because then you're going to be able to deal with the other pains of life. That's one of the reasons why I love the cold showers, right? Think about it. You're putting an external stressor that you're choosing on you to have the body adapt. So many times we live between what, 67 and 72 degrees, right? If it's 95 out, we jump in our cars, we turn on the air conditioner. If it's really cold out, we stay in that 69 to 72 degree range. We never put any external stressors on the body. So think about anxiety is at the highest ever. Depression is such a tough thing for people. Mental health is such, it's a pandemic out there that's underneath everything that we do. It's because we're so comfortable all the time in our world. So we don't handle stress because we don't put that external stressors and teach the body how to deal with it. Where if you do and something happens, all right, I'm rolling with it, right? I'm just moving forward. I've done some other things. I've trained my body. I've trained my mind. And you're so much more equipped than to take on what comes in life. And we know life can throw you a lot of curveballs, and in the last 18, 20 months have been very difficult worldwide. But imagine if you're prepared, your mind's clear, you're physically fit, you're going to be able to do amazing things.
You're moving forward indeed. You have an amazing coaching company. You have a best-selling book. And then you've done all these awesome stuff that I can't even imagine myself doing as of this moment. Jeff, what's next for you?
Just continuing to push the envelope, reach more people, have an impact on their lives, show them I care. Everybody has that hero inside of them. It's breaking that hero out of the chains that maybe society, maybe parents, maybe loved ones have put you under, that you don't believe in yourself and you have it inside. Every single one of us does. It just takes that spark, that change to trigger, to light that fire, and then you can truly accomplish anything in life.
A lot of our listeners right now might be experiencing pain one way or another in their lives and waiting for their own hero within to actually come out. What would be your advice to them?
Don't wait. Take action. And there is so many times people believe that I need to be inspired, I need to be motivated. It's actually reverse. All you need to do is take action, and then all of a sudden you feel progress. And then what builds is motivation, inspiration. And then that inspires you to take more action. So don't wait for the conditions to be right, right? Just take action after you listen to this podcast, right? Do something that you've been procrastinating about. And I love to call it my rainy day mentality, right? When it's raining out and let's say I'm going for a run, conditions aren't right, 99.9% of people will say, you know what, I'm not going for a run today. I say, screw that. That is an opportunity for me to get ahead of other people. So I'm going to take action. So number one rule, take action. Then you'll get more motivated. You'll get more inspired to take more action. And then you get that ball rolling in that positive manner.
I'd like to ask now, as I end this interview with you, in honor of your mom, can you share with us one thing that she said to you before she died that could actually help all of us ignite our own morning fire?
One thing that she said to me, I mean, it was the legacy conversation, right? And she was scared that people would not remember her. And in today's world, we have an opportunity to create such a tremendous legacy. I mean, think about it. You put a YouTube video out, it's going to live forever. Mm-hmm. So if you want to build that legacy, it's there for the taking. You just have to take action and move, and you can build a legacy. You can inspire people. You can be that beacon of hope, of positivity, of change in the world that we so need in communities, families, wherever it might be. So think about that legacy and what you want, because you have an opportunity to create that legacy starting today, and it would live forever.
And your mom just did. In the process, seeing you right now, I know that she's so proud of you. And I'm sure that you've inspired a lot of our listeners right now. Jeff, if they want to get in touch with you, where can they reach you?
So they can go out to www.themorningfire.com. They can grab a 20-minute session, a complimentary session for any of your listeners if they want to just talk one-on-one. If they want to be inspired, I'll listen and I'll help in any way that I can. If you wanted to grab my book, you can go out to Amazon and search Rise, Fight, Love, Repeat, Ignite Your Morning Fire. I do have a podcast, Morning Fire for Entrepreneurs. They can check that out as well, or any of the social channels. I'm out there. Instagram, I'm on a lot, Jeff_Wickersham.
That's great, Jeff. Thank you so much for being with us today. I do appreciate your energy and your enthusiasm. And I can't wait to do 100,000 push-ups, maybe in the future, one step at a time. Thank you for the inspiration.
There you go. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jeff. And there you have it, guys. So that was Jeff Wickersham, the founder of Morning Fire Coaching. And guys, if you like this episode, kindly like, subscribe, and follow me on several platforms online. And as well as, you have to always remember, okay? I always tell you this on a monthly basis. Wherever you are right now, it's okay simply because you're on your way to become your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Celis. Thank you, guys. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.